Today is Yud Beis Shvat, the 12th day of Shvat, and the Tanya for today is in Perek Chof, chapter 20. It's on page 276 in Lessons in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe begins to explain the true meaning of Achdus Hashem. What does it mean that God is one? So he says that the oneness of God consists not of the uniqueness of his qualities or powers, but rather the uniqueness of his existence, that nothing else exists besides God. Even after the world was created, God's existence doesn't change, and just as he was alone and unique before he created the world, he is still alone and still unique. Nothing else exists, even though the world was created. So how do we explain this? Page 276. Ki hisavus kol ho'ilim esalyena v'tachtenen mi'ayin liyesh. Because the creation of all the worlds, the higher and the lower, out of absolute nothingness, that creative power, the chiyusam v'kiyumam, and also the power that gives them life and gives them existence, hamekaymon shelo yachzeru liyeis ayin v'efes kishahoyo, that keeps them from returning to nothingness as they were before he created them. So the creative power and the maintaining power, Einai elo dvar Hashem v'ruach piv yisbarech. It is merely the word of God and the breath of his mouth. Hamelubish bohem, that is clothed in them, in creation, to give them life and to give them existence. What does it mean, merely the word of God? As, for example, a person who speaks one word. Shedibur zelevade. This word alone is kelo mamash. It is as if it doesn't exist at all. Afilu ligabi klolus nafshi hamedaberes. Relative even to the speaking power of the soul, in other words, the speech potential of the soul, one word is insignificant and as if it doesn't exist compared to the rest of the speech that the soul is capable of. Shehu b'chinas levush ha'emtzai shelo. This is the middle garment of the soul. Action, speech, and thought are the three garments. Action is the lowest. Speech is the next highest, the middle one. And thought is the highest. So speech is the middle garment. Shehu keyach ha'dibur shelo. Sheyocho ledaber diburim le'en ketz v'tachlus. And one word is totally insignificant compared to the speech of the soul, to the garment of speech, because even though it is not the highest garment, it's only the middle garment, but the potential speech that a soul is capable of is infinite. A person can speak endlessly. He may not live long enough to speak endlessly, but the soul is capable of speaking endlessly. It can come back in another incarnation and again speak, and so on. V'kol shkein l'gabi b'chinas levush ha'pnimi shelo shehu ha'machshava. So if the word, the spoken word, is insignificant compared to the potential speech, to the garment of speech that the soul has, how much more so would it be insignificant, the one spoken word, compared not to the middle garment, but to the higher garment, the inner garment, and that is thought. Shemimeno nimshechu hadiburim v'hi chiyusam. Why should a word be bottle to thought? If a word is bottled to speech, one word among many, we understand that the word loses itself in its element. This is speech, and one word out of speech loses itself and is absorbed into the general speech, into the garment of speech. But what connection does it have? Why should we say, compare a spoken word to thought? And when you compare it, then the spoken word is insignificant. Why make that comparison? And what does it mean, compared to? The meaning of legabe, the meaning of compared to, is the effect that one thing has on another. It's not merely a comparison, an idle comparison. The garment of speech obviously has an effect on the spoken word, because the spoken word comes from the garment of speech. It is its creator, its source. The garment of thought is a higher garment, but it is the origin of the garment of speech. because the words of speech derive from thought, and it is the thought that gives the words their life. And so the presence of thought nullifies and is completely mevatel the one spoken word, and it's as if it doesn't exist compared to the thought. Ein tzarich leimar, goes without saying that legabim muhuz v'atzmus ha-nefesh, that compared to the soul itself, not to the garments, shehein eser b'chinei seha hanal, chachma bin adas, which are the 10 powers of the soul that we learned earlier, chachma bin adas, etc. And here too, it's not an idle comparison. Shemehem nimshichu esiyes machshavazu, it is from the chachma bin adas that the letters of thought are derived. Hamalubashes bedibrze, and the thought is clothed within the speech, kishemedabe, when he says that one word. Ki hamachshava higam kim bechinas esiyes kimei hadibur, because thought also has letters. You think in letters. You think in images. Just as in speech, you speak with images, with letters. Zak shehen ruchni is vedakis yese. Only the letters of thought are more refined, more edel than the letters of speech. So although the garment of thought is higher than the garment of speech, but it is not completely in a different category because they both have letters. They both have images in which they're contained. Whereas the chachma, knowledge itself, is not contained in images. It is more abstract. So compared to the chachma, the spoken word would be even more insignificant, even more bottle than it is to the garment of thought, and certainly more than it is to the garment of speech. In the Hayem Yem for the 12th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes, Haseichel v'hespailus, intellect and emotion, shnei elam eshem, they are two worlds, two universes. Olam kar umiyushov, they represent, on the one hand, a world that is cool and settled, stable. The olam reseyach umivuho, and on the other hand, also a world that is seething and unstable, hot and unstable. And it is the aveda of a person to bring them together and make them into one universe. So that the seichel, which is cold and stable, settled, and emotion, which is hot and changeable, should become one. The oz habehola nehepeches l'sheifa, then the instability of emotion is transformed into a yearning, into a seeking of a goal, striving. The haseichel and the mind becomes lemeira derech b'chayim shel aveda upeil. It becomes a guide in a life of service and action.